Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Scores of county farm bureaus this week will have volunteers on hand at local food stores greeting customers. Some will have educational displays with the purpose of explaining food checkout week running through this Saturday. Bracken County Farm Bureau Women's Committee leader Louise Moneyhunt says they'll be out again this year.
We target two grocery stores in our county, and we give away a $50 gift certificate from each store. We have our 4-H and FFA students come to help us in any way they can, which is usually bagging groceries or carrying them out to the cars for the customer. And with the way the economy is today, this seems to be the best way for us to go with the gift certificates because we have a very good response. And also we feel like we're helping the stores by getting the people in to shop there.
In fact, Kay's IGA store in Augusta and Lee's IGA in Brooksville got phone calls asking if the event will be held again, and it will. Moneyhunt says they had a great response last year.
Yes, we did. We had close to 500 combining both of the stores, and for us that is very good for our small community here.
I apologize for the poor phone connection, but I did enjoy Miss Moneyhunt's enthusiasm, and the folks in Bracken County are enjoying their efforts this week as well. We'll be right back.
Ashley, from high school?
Jake, it's been a couple of years.
What are you up to now?
Married, kids, working, going to college.
College? But you dropped out of high school when I did.
Yeah, but I want a better job, so I took free classes and got my GED.
Free? Wow, how do I get started?
Call your local adult education center. Or check out the knowhowtogokentucky.org website.
Sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Back with Bracken County Farm Bureau Women's Committee leader Louise Moneyhunt, she says the volunteers explained that by this week, the average household earns enough to pay its entire food bill for the year. Americans spend about 10 to 11% of disposable income on food, one of the lowest percentages of any nation. Local volunteers distribute cards with food facts to visiting customers.
And we put them in the bag, and if we have a chance, we will discuss that with the customer if they have time, you know, to listen to us. And we also hope that when they get home, when they pull that color card out, that they will look at it and read it for themselves.
So in Bracken County and dozens of others this week, you might get to meet some food checkout volunteers at the local food store.
We do it the whole week, and then we'll draw usually that Saturday for our winner of the $50 gift certificate.
And we hope you enjoy this food checkout week. That's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.